My neighbors are always playing tennis in the backyard. They make quite a racket.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I heard of a guy who wanted to freak out his neighbors. He named his Wi-Fi FBI Surveillance Van. G.K. Chesterton said, "The Bible tells us to love our neighbors and also our enemies, because probably, generally, they are the same people." Well, I hope that's not true on your block. There's a guy in our neighborhood who holds the world record for concussions, 67. Amazing. He lives just a stone's throw away. Okay, bad joke. Today's topic is good neighboring. We all know some famous neighbors. There's Mr. Rogers and his sneakers and sweaters. Remember, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor? There's Dennis the Menace, who's always showing up unannounced at Mr. Wilson's house saying stuff like, "Mrs. Wilson says it's easy to drive you crazy because it's a short drive for you." Then there's Tim the Toolman Taylor and his neighbor, another Wilson, who sometimes speaks straight from Ecclesiastes. "He who is alone and falls has not another to help him up." How right he is. A recent Pew Research study says that half of us feel isolated and the same number never talk with their neighbors. 1 in 3 of us don't know our neighbors' names. 60% of us are lonely, an ailment that's as harmful to our health as obesity. Could it be that the cure has been right under our noses for 2,000 years? When Jesus was asked about the granddaddy of commandments, he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself." Surely that starts with the people next door. My new friends, Chris and Elizabeth McKinney, specialize in this. They've written a great book, Placed for a Purpose. Despite their busy lives, the McKinneys began to experience a growing desire to know their neighbors. And so, as Jesus did, they threw a small fish fry, not for 5,000, but for their block. With 4 daughters and a Pomeranian, it was a stressful season, but the fish fry led to block parties and far more. Elizabeth told me, "Neighboring isn't fast and fun like a microwave, it's low and slow like a crock pot. Small steps of faith done over time with a little imagination and lots of prayer." Even if your neighbors aren't interested in spiritual things, that's okay. They're not your project, they're people in process. Just love them. Chris agrees, your address is not an accident, and neither is your neighbor's, he says. If you think the definition of a good neighbor is to mind your own business and keep your lawn clean, you forget that they have the same anxieties and loneliness in their lives that you do. Let's see others as created in God's image and have compassion as Christ did. One study says 82% of non-religious people would be willing to have a conversation with a Christian about their faith if they would do 5 things. First, just be present and listen. Second, walk in their shoes. Give them permission to share their story without jumping in or defending your point of view. Third, identify common ground to build a relationship. Fourth, talk like a real person. Don't slip into Christianese. Finally, create a better story. People want to know if faith makes any difference in our lives, in our marriages, our parenting, our singleness, our infertility, doubts, and struggles. It's important they know this life-changing gospel of Jesus touches every area of our lives. We may not have the wisdom of Home Improvement's Wilson, but each of us can be kind, interested, helpful, maybe even extend an invitation to a fish fry. Forgive me, but it just might thrill their gills.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."